Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 18th of October, and October,
like
7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Caring,
compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. No, my earphones have completely given up the ghost here. They're just kind of going in and out.
Oh boy.
Oh, okay. I heard that.
Okay.
Okay. It's not you. It's the earphones.
Okay.
Okay. Christina, good morning. Look at you.
Good morning.
She came in bringing this new video in.
Oh,
rocking.
I love what people can do with their cell phones. I was with a girlfriend yesterday, and she had a cute little, like, a video of her business that she did. And so Christina is really gifted at that. Thank you for doing that. Yesterday you had on Redding Rancheria, and Baron was with you yesterday, and so there's a nice little video of that.
Something
thank
we're
going to
put on our Facebook
thank
page.
You.
Yeah.
All right. I just love our guests and everybody who's coming in.
I know. Yeah. This is lovely. We can't wait to get to our next guest. But first, when you're waking up this morning, good morning. And we're going to give you a little update with the weather. Today's going to be around 91. Yes. Clear skies. With our overnight lows of 61. And Thursday's going to be calling for a sunny day with high around 92. Temperatures going up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, mostly clear with our overnight lows of 61. Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny. Now, we dropped some degrees with about 87. And Friday night, mostly clear with around 57. Saturday, partly sunny. Now, get this, 74. That's our high on Saturday. And Sunday, a chance of showers with partly sunny skies with a high near 68 and 53 on Sunday night. So we've got the cooler weather and perhaps some dampness on Sunday ahead of us, but just know that we're up there still in the 90s in the next 2 days. And that's the weather that is brought to you by our folks in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a senior, where they give senior and veteran discounts, veteran owned, locally owned, and all that good stuff. 365-3793.
Dr. Pramila Danuka is joining us today at the Pace Cancer Center, our local oncologist and good friend.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Well, we have
been not even talking. I'm sorry.
No, I just was starting to say that, you know, before we started on the air this morning and we went live, we were talking about, you know, Pace Cancer Center and how things are going, and you said it's incredibly busy. Do we have some statistics? Should we go right there as we begin our show?
Sure.
See, it's Breast Cancer Awareness
Month. Yes, Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the month of October.
Mm-hmm. So, busy in the sense I said I'm probably seeing more patients than I've ever seen in my life. And getting reimbursed less than before. So this is busy, more work. But I'm not complaining right now. I'm happy what I'm doing and what we are taking care, especially because we know the lot of doctors, especially in our oncology field, have left. And right now, we are barely backbone. Just to give you some statistics, 18 years ago when I came to this town, I was the seventh oncologist in town.
Seventh.
Okay, 18 years ago.
Okay.
Today, we are three oncologists full-time right now, and we have some locum doctors coming, oncologists coming on and off at Mercy Hospital. That's about it.
And you're with Pace. So tell us, in a typical day for you, like today, for instance.
Well, let me follow up with that. Let's talk about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, please.
Because you were seven. There were seven of you. Now, you can imagine over 18 years, some of them just aged out. Mm-hmm. But others are leaving. Are you saying they're leaving the private practice?
We actually have two doctors left from Mercy Oncology this year itself. And so it's very difficult for us to take care of the patients when we are so limited in our you know, capacity.
But number, it just is a number.
Because our population is growing.
Population is growing. Cancers are increasing, but doctors are decreasing in the last 18 years. And how, that's what I'm saying. It's been just so busy. We are doing some working. All of us are working very hard, but, you know, just to keep up with taking care of our patients.
Now, the fact is that, is it that people are not going, is it they're not coming to Reading, or is it because the oncology field? But one of the things we talked about, and I think we need to throw this skunk out on the table, is this year they cut back on the amount of how much they're paying for treatment. Is that true?
They cut every year. Every year it goes down, and every year they threaten us, you know, cutting more and cutting more. And some years they are generous and they'll say, okay, we won't cut this time, but we'll do it next time.
Are we talking about the insurance reimbursement?
Yeah. So basically Medicare dictates everything, right?
It's Medicare.
Medicare, the government sets the rules, sets the standards, and everybody follows it.
And if Medicare drops their rates, doctors have no choice but either to accept them or not take Medicare.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely there. But other insurances also drop their rates. So what happens is, in last 30 years, our reimbursements have dropped for the doctors. And not just dropping, they... inflation has gone up in last 30 years. Doctors are the only people whose inflation has not been adjusted for last 30 years. Inflation adjusted reimbursements has not happened for last 30 years.
Okay, so what you're saying is I charge, I'm just going to use an easy number here, 50 bucks for this. And they're going to pay, or they're going to pay me $50, and it's cost me, and it cost me $40 to do it. So you made $10. So now, but they keep dropping it. So now they're paying you $35 for something that cost you $50 to do.
That's correct.
Well, how do you exist on that?
You don't. You just keep cutting, see more patients, and try to you know, take care of.
You get out of private practice.
Yeah.
What they're doing.
That's what is happening here. Yeah. So many of our doctors are leaving in rheumatology. We all know there is no rheumatologist in town right now.
Right.
And there's bare minimum structure for other specialties. And other doctors in specialties are leaving, stopping their practice and joining the hospital.
And that's what's happening. They're joining medical groups or hospitals.
Yeah.
And so what it's doing is, and we've heard this from your brother and my brother, is when they keep dropping it like that, it's they either have to see a lot more patients, one, or two, they have to either retire. And my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, is, you know, he's slowing down, no more operations and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But or they join a hospital because hospitals are protected by...
Yeah, because their reimbursement goes according to the inflation adjustment.
Yeah.
But even though they're paid much more, many more times than the private doctors, they're still adjusted, and ours are not adjusted according to inflation even.
Okay, so what is wrong with that picture?
I don't know what to say. Like, all I can say is I'm just working hard, and I'll keep working as long as I can, you know.
Well, this is this is starting to, you know, it can help explain why we have a shortage of specialists here. Or, but
exactly,
if okay, I know you're not going to do this because you have a successful practice. You don't like working for people. You're your own person, and that's what doctors are. They're in your case, y'all are also good business people. But most doctors are not good business people. We all know that. I mean, that's okay.
Well, there's a few exceptions.
There are exceptions, and we're talking to one of them.
Yes, there are exceptions.
But most doctors are there for one thing: is to take care of patients.
Exactly. We try to do our best. We do work hard and everything, and still, and to top it all, our governor has just increased the reimbursements, minimum wage for the medical offices to 25.
Yeah. Over the next few years, it goes up. So anybody working in any health worker goes up to $25 an hour.
No, that's the minimum.
That's the minimum.
So everybody's will go up, basically. Yeah. So how do you expect people to survive? How do you expect people to keep working?
And then your rent. Yeah. So if you are
is going up.
Yeah, and your reimbursements are going down.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they expect to have a doctor keep their... the four walls of their practice open and give you the kind of, you know,
treatment that
we're used to. Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Pramila Dhanuka of Pace Cancer Center. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And we're going to talk about breast cancer, but I tell you what, I'm so glad you laid that out.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It was in my mind. I ended up speaking
about
it.
Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. Because we need to know that. When people are asking, well, how come we don't have this? We don't have that. It's because you can charge anything you want, but you're only going to get for Medicare and then the insurance companies. And then the insurance
companies. They all follow. The Medicare set standards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can, whatever big numbers we can charge, but we are not getting paid half of what we are charging.
Yeah.
So how are we going to survive?
Wow.
All right, we're going to be right.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. You can't break in, Mom, in the middle of my dance.
No, I just went. There we go.
There we go.
Welcome back.
We got
our
it all.
Morning show here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. He doesn't take chances with your family safety. He's going to fix that windshield, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today.
Okay. That was a
I'll
three, by the way.
I'll choke it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're talking breast cancer awareness, but we just heard about the one of the reasons that you're seeing doctors being driven out of their practices is that Medicare drops the amount of money paid to doctors every year, yet inflation goes up, and Nick, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy Pramila Dhanuka is on there because, you know, I go to a lot of the supervisors' meetings. And one gal that's involved with the recall got up there during public comment and accused the three true conservatives on there of being the reason that doctors are leaving Reading, and in particular picked out Patrick Jones as the reason doctors are leaving Reading. Now, these guys have only been in there together for 9 months now, and she just threw cold water all over that statement about them being responsible for doctors leaving Reading. I'm starting to question the honesty of these people that are running this recall.
Okay.
And in fact, I played that clip on my show, Poke the Hornet's Nest, of that lady saying that. I'll try and look that up and play it on the 29th when we're going to have Kevin Cry on our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest, on Sunday morning.
Thank you.
And we're going to start poking some holes on some of the things that they're saying that are dishonest.
Okay, Nick. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
speaking of breast cancer awareness,
month.
What do you tell women just to protect themselves?
So, breast cancer is one of the topmost cancers for women. Number one, we have to let them know. And depending on their risk, every decade there is a different risk for women, but they need to be always aware of it. The maximum risk is between 50 to 70 years of age, but again, like I said, depending on their family history, it can be much earlier too. So if you have a family history of people having breast cancer in your family, you need to start the watching and being aware and monitoring your breast even sooner, sometimes even in 20s and 30s, depending on the risk. But general population, the risk starts there. So we have at 50 age mammogram screening available for all women on a yearly or between 40 to 50 every 2 years. We can do that to check our breast, because sometimes the cancer can be so small that we cannot palpate it. And that's the time it's completely curable, so it's very important. And screening saves lives in breast cancer. So it's very important to educate all our friends and family and make sure that they are watching and screening themselves for breast cancer.
Since there's three, as I've learned from you, that there's three types of cancers that once they're caught at an early stage, they can be cured. And a woman will live a full life. It's breast cancer, cervical cancer, and then colon cancer.
That's correct.
If you catch them early. Yes. And yet you still, every so often, you still read of people, celebrities that are dying of colon cancer, or and Suzanne Summers, who has been fighting breast cancer for decades, and it came back this last time.
A couple times she's had it, but she's fought a valiant fight for many, many years, and tried to was known for her alternative therapy.
Along with
some traditional.
Traditional. Mm-hmm. There Are they finding new ways of detecting breast cancer earlier?
Right now, we still have our usual mammogram is our main stronghold there. And then we have MRIs for younger women that can be done if they have high-risk breast cancer.
Okay. And the MRIs will detect it earlier then.
Yeah, because younger women have dense breasts, and it's difficult with the mammogram to detect on those. So early, it can be detected on with MRIs.
Okay, and if they've got a family history and all
and
that.
And, of course, yeah. The insurance covers it if you have a family history. So it's important to talk to your family members and be aware who had what kind of cancer, because that helps.
The treatments for breast cancer are, you know, for conventional treatments are, if you find, you know, during the mammogram and something abnormal is there, what happens after that?
So once we know that mammogram is abnormal, they come back, look at it again, and with the MRI sometimes, and sometimes they may need to biopsy it to confirm if it is cancer there or not. Sometimes it may be changes, calcifications or fibrous changes, so which or some other benign changes which may not be truly cancer. So it's good to confirm that before, and if it is confirmed, then we go to the next step of addressing how to take care of breast cancer there.
Okay.
Well, tell us a little bit about Pace Cancer Center. Tell us about your practice.
My practice, I'm a community oncologist, so I take care of all kind of cancer, whatever we can treat in local in our communities here. And I do blood also, so I do hematology diagnosis and management as well. So because I had, in my training, I had specialized in both.
Anemia, and did I see something about pancreatic as well?
Yeah, so pancreatic, different cancers we are doing, and we are doing chemotherapies, treatments. We are doing hematology management, hematology diagnosis and management for blood problems. And third thing, we actually have a fully equipped infusion center. So I, because our community rheumatologists have left, and we get infusions from GI doctors who can't do their own infusions. We do infusions, immunotherapies for them, and do it in our office as
well. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm not sure we knew that before.
Yeah, this just started this year because Dr. Reeder's and Dr. Peter's practice. They closed it, and unfortunately, we couldn't get any doctor to come and take over their practice. They were trying for a few years before, so they just had to close their doors. And there was like 5,000, I don't know how many patients, which are seeking their rheumatology care 6-7 different places, all 2 to 2.5 hours away from here.
Mm.
And so we decided we are going to help, and I'm doing their infusions for the immunotherapies in my office, so they don't have to travel for them, because some of them need to come every 4 weeks, some every 6 weeks, some every eight weeks to come back for their infusion, and they have to travel that much. So we offered that we can at least help with that, because I'm not a rheumatologist. I cannot take care of the rheumatology patient, but I felt terrible and came to help.
So you just opened a center that you can, and so I know that there's an art to doing infusion therapy.
We have been doing chemotherapy in our office anyway, so we just broadened it to accommodate the immunotherapies for the rheumatologist. Basically, morning times I do all the chemotherapies for my patient, and afternoon I do the rheumatology infusions.
Now, the infusions, rheumatology infusions, it's not chemotherapy,
it's immunotherapy. Most of them are immunotherapies.
Uh-huh.
So they are a little different, and that's why we don't kind of, I keep the days separate. So
right.
I do some Mondays or some afternoons, or those other days we keep for the rheumatology infusions.
And so the rheumatology, what kind of infusion is that? Because I'm totally ignorant.
So rheumatology, most of the problems are autoimmune problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically your own body's immune defenses attack your body tissues, not realizing they're their own.
Oh, okay.
So, and that is what causes the problems. So these immunotherapies, they actually reduce the immune defenses down. So the damage from the autoimmunity of our body is reduced, and it helps the patient from that perspective.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, we're going
to
take
a quick... It's good to know that you have that service.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we just started this year, added to her so that we can help the community here.
Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
I'm heading over there today.
That's right. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're constantly visiting them to try and figure out what's going on with us. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? If it was like that, so what? Because they are very friendly. Locally owned, it's a community bank. Local board of directors, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, 16 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' Pea Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Redding at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Yeah.
And good morning and welcome back to this Wednesday edition of This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott this morning, KCNR 96.5 FM. And yes, looks like we're going to have around 91, our high of sunny skies today. Our temperature is going to raise or be a high of 91. Gosh, we got 92 tomorrow, but tonight, clear skies throughout the week, except for maybe Sunday with a little showers. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. In fact, I need to go take my watch over there and get it looked at, cleaned.
Batteries.
Batteries, take it apart, fix it, so I know that when we do the time change, it's going to be... Yep.
November 5th, I think it is.
It's not around Halloween.
Nope. It's after Halloween. I've already done this time shift in my head because I keep thinking it's an hour earlier when I get up. And I think I'll just lay here another half an hour. I got plenty of time,
but
it doesn't work like that. Hey, our guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, famed oncologist from Pace Cancer Center. And we were talking about, and I'm still blown away by this, is that rates for doctors are paid for by, they're set by Medicare. And Medicare every 2 years drops the remuneration for doctors for the same procedures, but they just drop how much they're paying the doctors for this. And that sets it for the insurance companies too. So notwithstanding inflation, notwithstanding where you are practicing at in California, where they just passed a law to bring up the minimum wage for all healthcare workers to $25 an hour, which then means everybody else gets raises.
And, you know, Carl, sorry to interrupt, but I have to tell you this funny thing, which I always find it amusing here in, you know, U.S. Medicine practice. If you are the rates we claim that we serve everybody equal, and we, but the equality is only from the people's side. It's not from the reimbursement side. So same procedure I'm doing, I'm just to give you an example. If I do a bone marrow procedure in my office, if I do a bone marrow procedure in the hospital, or if we do a bone marrow procedure in the tertiary care hospital in, let's say, Stanford or UCSF.
Okay.
Same procedure.
Same procedure and three different locations, and see how the reimbursements change. In my office, I'm paid $150. In the hospital, they will be paid $1,000. And in UCSF or Stanford, it will be paid $3,000.
Well, just in our two hospitals here, the difference between what you pay at Shasta Regional is much lower than what you pay at Mercy for the same procedure. It's the same procedure, though.
Same procedure, same doctor doing in three different locations will be paid differently based on the location of the procedure.
So if you did the procedure, if you went to a hospital and did the procedure as opposed to your office, you'd get paid more.
Yeah.
Why is...
But could you make some kind of arrangement so that you do that with
no,
them?
No, I don't go to the hospitals because I have so many patients in my own office to take care.
Yeah.
But there are Shasta pathology doctors. They do in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the exact number, but they are paid much higher when they do. And they don't even...
And they don't have to pay for insurance or any of that because the hospital...
I'm just giving you this as an example.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
services are like that. So if same thing for my husband, just to give you, he does a procedure in his office. He does a procedure in his endo center. He does a procedure in VA. Same guy doing procedure in UC Davis. The reimbursements for these four locations are different. In his office, he'll be paid $150. In his endo center, he'll be paid $300 plus. In his VA, they'll be paid in thousands, and in UC Davis, it's paid in 3,000s.
Wow.
For the same procedure. That's the discrepancy. For same doctor, same procedure, doing it four different locations.
I don't understand it, because of California.
I need my colonoscopy.
They have special contracts for these locations.
Yeah, and it makes no difference to me because colonoscopies are paid for by my insurance. I mean, I just go to the guy that gives me the best service. Dr., you know, Paul Dhanuka. But what they're doing is, if you've got all these expenses and everything, then they're going to lean into maybe not doing them in one spot but doing them in others, just to make their ends meet. I know, and people go, well, doctors make lots of money.
Well, I can tell you,
but
right,
doctors have lots of expenses.
Yeah, my brother's in private practice, as you know, Pramila, and he's pain management, and he's been in private practice for 40 some years. And all he, you know, 70s, went to med school, and he loves to practice, but for him, he's working 7 days a week. Every weekend, he's doing his own, he's having to cover every time he turns around some stupid suit. Everything's going up. I mean, it just, what it is for him, his joy of practicing, it's such a difficult, a road uphill, and you get older, you're just kind of deciding, do I close my practice? I love what I do. What am I without doing what I do? I was born to do what I do. I've given my life to doing what I do. Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the other Dr. Danuka. Yes. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to clarify Dr. Pramila Danuka. She's focused on patient care so much. Economic side, I just want to clarify this, that the difference in the payment she was talking about, the doctors don't get paid more to do the same procedure at the different hospital or a different facility. Doctors' payments are same. What she's talking about is a facility fee. So facility fee ranges from $150 to $3,000 in different places, location-based. That's what she's talking about. Just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, yeah, the doctor still gets paid the same amount.
But the hospitals, right, or the entity gets paid,
right,
much,
yes,
much higher.
Right,
yes,
right. So just want to clarify, because it may not be so clear in the conversation.
Okay.
So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What,
yeah.
So,
he's got you covered.
Know, that,
we got
you know,
it.
That,
but
what you just said was, what she meant to say was, you know that, right?
No, we got that. But, I mean, people driving, and he probably wanted to say, and just in case, I need to clarify
doctor,
that, and that's great.
He's
got your back.
The doctor's still going to get the same, but the entity
the
gets
entity.
Gets
entity
that
gets
much more
the
money.
Higher reimbursements.
Okay. Well.
And that's from Medicare, or, you know, which sets the standards.
And it's Medicare. But, you know, there are doctors out there that will not take Medicare. I've seen that before, but, you know, or when I first came here, went to this one doctor, didn't take Medicare or TRICARE. And then, if you don't take TRICARE, we're not going to be here. And then it has something to do with applying for it or whatever. But they're driving everybody to this. Medi-Cal, Medicare, Medicaid.
Everybody.
You know, that everybody's going to do that. People, you know, that meet the requirements for it. Okay. We're here with Dr. Pramila Danuka, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entry. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant, Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindemann. Today, the 18th of October, 7:47 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, you name it. She's helped them since 1993. With all the craziness going on with the insurance companies and inflation and, the economy, if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, insurance plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, noted oncologist and who has Pace Cancer Center, and we're talking breast cancer awareness, among other things, today. We're going to bring you back on this other question that I had no idea. I mean, I did. Only reason I had any idea about the CAST system is because I've been following your Facebook post, and because we know you, that that there's a CAST system right here in California that has been recognized, but was addressed, but then vetoed by the governor. And that's another day. But Breast Cancer Awareness Month, can your health style or your diet, exercise, can that have an impact on getting cancer or preventing cancer?
Yes, Carl. So breast cancer, there are, apart from other genetic factors we talked about earlier, lifestyle changes can make your risk go down for breast cancers. And it is well known that, especially in ER-positive cancers, that if you are of a higher body weight, obese, then you have a higher risk of having breast cancers. The reason being that we do have a body fat making estrogen converting.
Okay.
So that's the mechanism that we understand. And so it's definitely helpful in those women who to work on weight reduction, exercise, and in fact, one interesting thing is even if you have a cancer and during your treatments, if you lose weight after your treatments, people who lose weight actually gain more benefit even if they do it after the cancer detection. That's interesting in ER-positive cancers, and they actually do better overall.
All right, that's interesting because
people
take
offense.
That's the
first time I've heard that one.
I think that's a wonderful thing to hear because people take offense that, you know, if they're going to get a hip replacement or a knee replacement, some people won't do it unless they take off some weight.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact of when you think about fat or weight that is more stress on any part of your body to function in its healthiest manner.
Right. And in this, our all, you know, body fat, it makes more estrogen. And estrogen is a, you know, one of the risks. Excess, too much estrogen can be a risk factor for breast cancer. So in that respect, it's actually better if we have less body fat.
Okay.
Total. So it helps there. So that's one. And I always educate my patients, even if they have a breast cancer, it's nothing to worry. If we can work on losing in next 5 years while we are on the hormonal blocking therapy, it actually does help.
That's interesting. Is it because that your body, if there's more weight on you, especially if it's not muscle but fat, that your body has to work harder to get the, you know, get blood through, or to, I mean,
we think
because you have to take care of the whole organism.
Yeah, I mean, those are other things, but we think because of the estrogen mainly.
Okay.
So even people who are postmenopausal, just for the example, you know, people who have, whose ovaries are not making estrogen, even they get breast cancer because they may be obese, they may be having estrogen conversion from the fat, and that may be the risk factor that they have.
Are we talking morbidly obese? We're talking somebody that's 20 pounds overweight, or you're talking about
divide it into the you know, risk, BSA, body surface area, number, basically. So morbid obese is like much higher, more than 40. And in even in the overweight category where you have more than 30 and 40, there is high risk there too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so are we talking body? Okay. So I'm trying to understand. Are we talking about pounds?
Yeah. Basically.
Surface.
Body. There is an index, body surface area index, if we calculate with that. Or we can do weight also by itself is very non-specific, right?
All right.
But when they do the body mass index,
right,
then they calculate it. It's a ratio of body surface area and the total pound weight, and then they come up with the number.
Do you have that on a machine? Because I know I've been to a gym before. You
stand
on and you hold the hold the handles.
You can calculate.
It does this.
Yeah. In our offices, all the medical offices, they have a calculator already.
Okay.
Then when we measure the patient's weight when they come to our office, that automatically gets translated into the body mass index and then BSA, body surface area, and weight.
The BMI is, you know, because it's based on weight and height. But we found out in the Marine Corps, a lot of our Marines were, you know, according to the BMI, they were overweight, but it was all muscle.
Yeah.
And so you have to do that.
So that's why it gives a little more specific, that we are looking at fat and more than the muscle part of it. So it gets converted, and patients, when they are seeing their doctor, they can ask them. And usually most of our doctors are advising the patient when they see that there is a risk increasing. They do help and advise.
If you find, like we said, it's so important to have the mammograms to, you know, to do the self-checking. But the mammograms, that's the bottom line. And everybody can get a mammogram.
Everybody above 50 can get a mammogram.
And unless you've got it, in, you know, if you've got a history in your family, then you're going to start earlier.
Yes.
On that, it's not like it's life ending if you find breast cancer.
Breast cancer is one of our poster child in cancer treatments. We have done very well in that, And we are constantly having much more research and much more improvements in breast cancer. So fortunately, even if somebody has advanced cancer in stage 3 or 4, where we, in other cancers, we normally say we can't cure it, but in breast cancers, we have actually done wonders, and people live 10, 20 years even after diagnosis in such advanced cases. So my request to all the patients is, if you're diagnosed, don't lose heart. Breast cancer, there are a lot of options available. Seek out your local oncologist. Seek out your medical help in bigger centers. And there are clinical trials ongoing all the time. So it can be helped. We can do something. Don't lose heart about even if it is diagnosed late.
Is the cancer rate rising in the United States? Is it staying the same, or is it going down?
For breast cancer?
Yeah.
It's a steady. It hasn't increased. It increased in like 15 years ago because of the estrogen use that we were from the medical side.
We're pushing
estrogens at that time. But for last 10 years, no, it hasn't gone up. It's a steady rate which is there, and people are actually overall doing much better.
Okay.
And mortality rate has actually decreased.
So the mortality rate has dropped.
Decreased, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it has to do with diagnosing it early.
Best is if we can diagnose early, we can be cured. Remember that.
Okay, we're talking about breast cancer right now, but as an oncologist, what is there a particular cancer that has been, that you have been indicating, has had a growth in the last 10 years?
I think pancreatic is much higher in our area more than, and maybe I may be a little biased because I get referrals from my husband, who's a gastroenterologist. But I think we never used to think that that's the incidence, but I see much more in our area here, especially pancreatic. So we are trying to get some research going in that,
right,
and hopefully that will be helpful.
Well, pancreatic, because it's hard to diagnose by the time symptoms hit, it's...
Yeah, and there is no screening, and so it's a bad cancer.
Hmm. There's no screening for it? There's no way of testing your pancreas?
Not on screening. Screening means when they don't have any symptoms, then
okay,
we can find. So there is no screening available for pancreas, but fortunately for breast, we do have screening.
Yeah.
And colon, we have screening, and cervix cancer, we have screening.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, we've got some.
Michael Landon.
Yeah.
Died from. Well, there's. I think. What's his face? From Dirty Dancing. Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you hear about them because they're celebrities, but then there's other people that you see that's. And they're all. And some of them are young.
Yeah.
Others are much older.
Yeah, we see young people, and it's sad.
So if we exercise, eat a good diet, get our screenings,
mm-hmm,
colonoscopies, mammograms, and all this, we've just increased our chance of living.
That's true, God.
Okay. And as Dr. Khan says, walk a half hour a day. He says you're going to live longer, and you don't even have to change any of your lifestyle exercise.
We appreciate you being with us, Pramila Dhanuka, and we got a couple minutes left. Closing thoughts, please.
Closing thoughts, breast cancer is one of the best cancers. So even if you get it, don't feel sad. Get help, and it can be cured.
And that's, that's a...
Those are great takeaways.
Yeah, it is. And you've given us ideas today, and you've, that if the main thing, though, my friends, if we haven't heard anything else today, is keep going for your mammograms.
That's
your colonoscopies. Keep going to your doctor and getting checked for things, because you catch it early, your chances of being cured are really, really good on those. Which is why I visit your husband on a regular basis. Well, every 5 years. I see him more often than that. But but it just makes sense. And when I see people that have died from colon cancer, I'm thinking, excuse me, you've got all the money in the world, and you don't go and get a colonoscopy? So, anyway. Okay, when we after the news, Sheriff Mike Johnson is going to join us. I just saw him walk in. So we're going to be talking jail among other things, when we get back from the news. Anyway, thank you so much, Dr. DeNuca.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Amrit Thomason. Insisting that it does not target hospitals, Israel says it was an Islamic Jihad missile that destroyed the hospital in Gaza. Hamas is blaming Israel for the explosion, but Israel says it has video and other evidence proving it is not to blame. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says that hundreds were killed.
Very soon, video was posted from Gaza of bodies laid out near the ruins of the hospital. So many dead, and the size of the explosion, together looked to be having a profound impact on what was already the most dangerous crisis in the Middle East in a generation.
And the U.S. is sanctioning a group of 10 key Hamas members, as well as the terrorist organization's financial network. This is President Biden meets with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. All House business remains in limbo as lawmakers have yet to name a new speaker. Republican Jim Jordan failed yesterday to win the speaker's gavel, but they're about to try again.
Jordan fell 17 votes short of the majority he would have needed to prevail. The Ohio Republican had initially sought to force a second vote Tuesday evening, but he ultimately pushed the vote to Wednesday. Jordan had gained some momentum, picking up endorsements from prominent players who had initially said they would not support his bid. However, during Tuesday's midday vote, 20 Republicans came out against Jordan, casting their votes for other lawmakers. It took former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 15 rounds of voting to win the gavel. That House has been without a leader for over 2 weeks amid Republican feuding that has left the chamber paralyzed. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden says Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian aid to begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt with the understanding that inspections must be allowed and the aid should go to civilians and not to Hamas. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Russian parliament continues with plans to revoke ratification of a global nuclear test ban treaty, a move Moscow says would put it on par with the U.S.
In Russia on Wednesday, State Duma lawmakers voted unanimously to revoke ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Next week, the bill goes to the Federation Council, which has already said they will support it. There are widespread concerns that Russia could resume nuclear tests to try to discourage the West from offering military support to Ukraine. The U.S. just recently sent long-range ballistic missiles there. Many Russian hawks have spoken in favor of a resumption. The treaty bans all nuclear explosions anywhere in the world. I'm Julie Walker.
Inflation in the U.K. held steady at 6.7% last month, as easing food and drink price hikes were offset by higher gasoline prices. News and analysis, Town Hall. The Rochester, New York-based National Toy Hall of Fame is 25 years old.
And the Hall of Fame announced that one extra toy will be inducted this year, chosen by fans from among five toys that have been finalists multiple times. On that list are the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, My Little Pony, PEZ, the Pogo Stick, and Transformers. Fans can cast one vote per day through October 24th on the National Toy Hall of Fame website. The winner, along with the other inductees, will be revealed November 9th. They will join past winners, including the jump rope and teddy bear, on permanent display. John Scott Report.
Newly released report says that crash and fatality rates among drivers under 21 have fallen dramatically in the U.S. during the past 20 years, but young drivers are still the riskiest group behind the wheel. The report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 145. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Wonderful.
Now.
Wow. Fantastic. What a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
Jeez. What are you pointing at?
Well, pointing at Christina.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh,
oh come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, there you go.
Well,
yeah,
we
play that. We play that for the share.
Happier than a
camel on. Good job, Christina.
Yep, we play that just for the sheriff because it starts the day out.
Sure.
Yep, you started it. So,
well,
anyway.
People ask for it. They start to miss it. Okay, today's going to be 91, sunny skies, beautiful day. Looks like I'm going to give you a quick forecast here. Tonight will be clear with overnight lows of about 61. As we progress on Thursday, we're going to go up about a temperature with 92, sunny skies, overnight lows of 61. And on Friday, we'll go down a little bit in temperatures around 87, overnight lows of 57. When we get to Saturday, we're going to be partly sunny with, guess what, 74 will be our high. So we're getting to that sweater weather again. Saturday night looks like we have a little bit of chance of showers on Saturday night with our overnight lows of 55, 68 on Sunday with chance of showers once again. And that's our forecast with our weather report that's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's our veteran-owned business in Anderson, locally owned. They've been bringing us the weather and sponsoring that segment for all these years. We love them, the Kinney family, 365-3793.
And our guest today is Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff. And, you know, you keep losing weight. You're going to have to buy another belt, buddy.
I wish I was losing weight that fast. We want to get skinny like Linda.
Yeah. Hey, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good now that you guys played my commercial. I love
there you
to
go.
Do that for
that's
me every
make
time.
You happy.
That's for you.
Yeah,
it
makes
just,
me smile.
It's stupid funny, and I like stupid. I'll never forget being on a plane one time. And the movie Dodgeball was on. Now, I don't know about you. The first time I saw it, it's just stupid funny. It's just so stupid funny.
We knew that Linda was watching something because the whole plane was joining
the men were watching it. I had to laugh because sitting behind you could see the shoulders, you know, when people laugh in their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Going up and down in the plane, and it was mostly, you know, men with their headphones watching.
Because that's man comedy.
That is, it's kind of man comedy, you know, every now and then I can get into it, you know, it's just dumb.
Okay.
It's like Zoolander. I can crack up for days over that movie.
Moving right along. Sheriff. You were there at the...
on a serious note.
You were at the supervisors meeting yesterday.
Off and on, yes. That's several items on the agenda.
Were you there when they voted on Dr. Moo?
I was not.
Okay. I was just wondering, because they approved his hiring, but I was just wondering what the count was.
Yep, I wasn't there for that.
Okay. And I can't find it on the news or the paper or anything. I knew they'd been hired, but it didn't say what the, 4-1, unanimously, 3-2, that kind of thing.
Right.
I'm just wondering. Okay, so here we are.
Here we are. I could tell you what was a 5-0 vote.
Okay. Let's hear.
That was I call it our sixth staffing plan that we put before the board. So we got that through, and it's a step in the right direction. So we can start hopefully filling some slots and getting some people hired in the jail.
Well,
staffing for the jail.
Mm-hmm. For the jail.
Specifically for the jail.
Specifically for the jail. Yeah.
But I understand there's some good news about that, too. You have so many people are going through.
Yeah, 11 people, 11 correctional deputies in background. I've got, we've got 6 hiring interviews we're doing this week. We've got a couple of, job offers out. Hopefully they can start about the 5th of November. And we've got 4, public safety service officers in background as well.
Okay, now, explain to our audience who everybody's interested in, but they maybe haven't been following it as close as we have. a public safety service officer is important, has to be in jail, but doesn't deal with prisoners.
Yeah, non-contact prisoners, right? They're
like in an office.
They do the support stuff. So they will run the panels when the panels are the electronic devices that control the doors and safety passages in the jail. They'll do like booking paperwork or intake paperwork, reception, mm-hmm. different jobs like that.
But they're not interfacing directly with the prisoners.
No, they're not. And so what's key to that is right now we have all correctional deputies doing all those jobs. And so if we can get those support positions filled and free up the correctional deputies to do the inmate contact, then that'll bolster our numbers and our staffing, right? And
that's take 4
some pressure
people right
off.
There.
Yeah.
Is that a 24-hour, and that's a 24-hour day job? Right.
Yes. Yeah. We have them working on days and graves. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got
days and graves.
Now that's a big thing. Mm. Now, did that take extra money from the county?
That did. So what happened was several years ago, way prior to me, they changed the model of how they ran that jail. It used to be run by all deputies,
right?
Patrol deputies, and then they changed the model to correctional deputies run the jail and patrol deputies.
Different pay scales.
Different pay scales, different certification, whole nine yards.
Different training. Yep.
So when they did that, they had PSSOs back then that did these functions. Then somewhere along the way, they transitioned away from the PSSOs to all correctional deputies running the jail, and so now we're trying to fall back to what seemingly worked then and does work now. And I know that from a lot of my allied sheriffs throughout the state that run kind of this blended model. So now we added 10 patrol deputies. Well, that classification, deputy, a post deputy mm-hmm. to the jail function as well. So now what we have is a career path built for people. You can come in to law enforcement as a PSSO. Work your way. If you're liking the career and you're building the experience and you can move to correctional deputy, eventually get some experience as correctional deputy and then you can move on to a patrol deputy.
It used to be that when it started, like you said, years ago before it switched out, you came in and you started off your career after going through post. You started off your career in the jail.
Yes.
And then you would move after a couple of years into patrols, unless you really liked working at the jail, and I guess you could stay there. But
right.
So, in other words, they were trained to be patrol deputies, went to the jail, but they were paid at that rate of the patrol deputy.
Correct. And so, Carl, this them giving me these 10 positions, these deputy positions, is going to be just – it's a version of that. So we will have 10 positions that are deputy, post-deputy positions mm-hmm. who can come out to patrol but are assigned to the custody division. So if they want to stay in the custody division, there's an opportunity – because there are some people that like that career and want to stay in there. They can stay in there at the same rate of pay as a patrol deputy now and run the transportation and the alternative custody program and kind of those out services of the jail.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big step in the right direction for us. It was definitely a hurdle that we finally got over, and now that we can move on. And the reason behind this is we do so much better with recruitment and retention of the deputy position than we do the correctional deputy position. We have a list of probably 12 people right now that are very strong candidates for hire, and now that we have the positions, we can start moving forward with plugging those positions.
Okay.
That's great
now,
news.
Yeah. Now I'm going to, we're going to take a break because we're going to come back and ask the magic question here. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. As I'm coming into work today, I'm stopped and I'm looking over there at the stoplight I get stuck at every morning forever. And even though there's no cars or trucks coming through there. And I sit there and on the other side was a truck pulling a Kubota tractor.
I want one of those.
Well, you know what? You should have one.
You should have one.
Did you hear that, Rosemary? I hope you're listening, honey. I should have one.
He needs one of those small Kubota backhoes or one of those tractors that you cut your grass with, you know, dig holes, all these things. Well, they've got it at NorCal Tractor Equipment from small to large, from a day rent to, gosh, long-time leases, or even better, buy anything you need from NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all. They do it local. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome back. We're staying alive here. We're trying. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. The 18th of October, 8:19 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. They have that Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program that helps prevent debilitating falls for those senior citizens and those with disabilities. You, too, can become a part of this program, and it's a no-cost program for those who are in it. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. And Linda and I are here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, who just gave us all this great news.
Wonderful.
The Board of Supervisors, it sounds like, has supported your plan. We're bringing in the Public Safety Service Officers, which means those are the ones that are going to handle all the paperwork and logistics, not be face-to-face with the prisoners ever. And so that relieves the four trained correctional officers to be able to go back on the floors. You've got how many people in the pipeline now?
About 15, 16 people in the pipeline now that are actually in the background process. We have other applicants pending as well.
Okay.
So.
Now, and then you've got enough people then that the second floor is going to be opened by?
The second floor, the jail will be opened by Thanksgiving. Open for the holidays, I like to call it.
Oh, boy.
We'll be serving Thanksgiving dinner, bread and water and a cot for Thanksgiving. How about that?
A turkey leg.
Yeah.
So coming home for Thanksgiving.
So for all those criminals out there that are victimizing our community, I'm about to make room for you.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate the update. And so that's what a lot of people, I'm sure, feel like that's been great movement. Okay. So now let's cover a couple other things. You were talking about the fact that you've got, you know, black band over your badge this morning, and but that means that officers that have fallen in California, and recently there have been two.
There have recently been two in the line of duty, yeah. So we, you'll see all of us, your local law enforcement, and pretty much all law enforcement across the state will be wearing the morning badge over the black band over their badge.
Do you find that when you're recruiting, that the state of mind for you recruit out of high school or ROTC or where you go to, is it usually people that are going into law enforcement are because it's generational? Or how does one go about encouraging, because of all the terrible things that we're seeing, someone to actually put their life on the line of fire, which is what you do every single day when you put your badge on and you walk outside the door? How do you encourage people?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a million-dollar question.
All right.
Because we all have trouble recruiting. I could tell you that a lot of folks that come into law enforcement career, it is generational. They have family in law enforcement or grandpa that's been in law enforcement or something. So there is an element of that. But the real trick is as the younger generations change and the gap changes, there's always differences, right, between my generation, your generation,
right,
the next generation. And you got to figure those out on how to reach those people. And what happens also to us as law enforcement sometimes is people come into it with these ideas and perceptions of what law enforcement is. And when they get on the street and find out what it really is, they ended up quitting and turning in the badge.
So, because I was just thinking, why you're talking, we're kind of close to, we're probably in the same generation. I think you're probably younger than I am, but my thought is,
let's hope so.
Is that when you think of, when you think that you can do, and then you take on the position and realize all the things you can't do, which then crushes your optimism, and then you've got to figure out a new way. And I'm not really sure if that's my generation. That's what I'm talking about. Our generation, we can do. We even know sometimes that we can bend the rules in order to make things work. You got to get it through. You got to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But today, there's so many things about what you can't do of our generation that we could do. And that, to me, is mind-blowing.
Well, it's definitely a hurdle, Linda. I could tell you that's a leadership and command staff type of philosophy that has to trickle down. And I'll give you an example of what you're talking about. So when my great friend Governor Newsom keeps putting in these stupid laws that cripple us and make it almost possible to do our job,
mm-hmm.
we have to be creative and find a way to get it done otherwise, right? That's kind of what you're talking about. So what I tell the officers, the men and women that work the street is, look, you can't control certain things about your job. Your job is to go out, protect the public, life, property, and rights of the public, make the arrest, do a good investigation, and turn over the case to the DA. What happens there is out of your hands. Don't follow those cases day in and day out and worry about, oh, he got released or he didn't get charged or the court didn't sentence him or whatever. That's going to happen. That's out of your control. Do your job. Keep protecting the public. Keep making the arrest. Keep doing what we pay you to do. And you'll live a more healthy, longer career. And when they changed the law and now something used to be a felony is a misdemeanor or now we can't get a search warrant for this or that, we just have to find another avenue. And we've been able to do that and had to get way more creative than we ever had to do that. But it doesn't mean we stopped doing our job. And we will continue to do our job.
Well, you tell you, and I've heard this from all the law enforcement, we live in this community, and we're going to protect our community. It's our neighbors, our friends, our people we go to church with, all of this. And you can't lose sight of that. And I don't see that happening. I see that our deputies and our police are out there. They're still busting the bad guys.
Yeah.
And I can see where they could go. This was really a good bus. This guy should be in jail right now. And then they see him a day later out there in the same place.
And it's frustrating. And you know what's most frustrating is I run the jail now. So when we're letting him go, that's me. I'm letting him go. And I don't want to be doing that. That's why I'm so excited to get the floor back open. So we open up 160 more beds and we can start locking up more people. Let me tell you a funny thing that my son told me. So my son got hired by Reading Police Department. He's in his training program right now. And so he's doing a great job and loving the career. And he told me one night, hey, I arrested two felons tonight, Dad, and here's the charges. He's like, try to keep them in your jail, would you? I was like, he even got it from my son. But well, yeah, it's true though. People get frustrated with that and rightfully so.
How long will it take you to fill that to fill the floor up?
It depends. I don't know.
It could be a long weekend. It could be Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, jail's full.
Yeah. I'll have to order more bread and water, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we know better than that.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, I still have a card that was given to me by Basenko. That mm-hmm. said, I'm good for an extra blankie if I can. Here's this from Sheriff Basenko. Okay, you get an extra blanket, but we'll put you in.
We've revoked those cards, Carl. So no extra blanket for you anymore.
No extra blanket for me anymore. No bologna sandwich, nothing. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. If you know where Lucky Miller's is right there, it's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And I've been going there since I moved to Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478. But if you're driving by and they've got an opening, just pop on in there, and you'll get the best haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. It's the only place you can go into and see a dinosaur mounted on the wall, if I remember right. I've been going in there for so long, nothing's changed.
That was close. I thought the dinosaur was the guy giving the haircut.
No.
They're
young.
Going, Carl.
Yeah, no. Tim Logan, they're young guys. Their hands don't shake yet. So it's a great place. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBot, 8:33 in the morning. On the 18th of October, it's about 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 90s today. I want to remind everybody that this weekend at the Sikh Center, they're having the Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. It's going to be Saturday, October 21st. It's free and open to the public. International foods, kids' activities, multicultural music, dancing, speakers. Native American practices, on-site health screenings. It's going to be a fun time. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center in Anderson at 5400 Sikh Center Drive. And like I said, it's free. For more information, call Amajit Singh at 530-444-2626. But just show up down there. You'll have a good time. Great
food. They were
food
on Monday.
Too.
That
oh,
was
yeah.
a nice interview.
Yeah. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff. We're going to open up the – I say we, being the royal we. We're going to open up the jail around Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll have a home away from home for 160 new people.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. No, everybody can't wait. But we also have to remember, we'll fill that jail up in a week.
Well, we'll fill it up for sure. And, you know, part of that, I want people to realize that we are going to dedicate some of those beds to not just felons, but our high-profile misdemeanants in town. So you'll have – you read about in the paper where, you know, a guy's been arrested 40 times in the past year or something and still getting out. We're going to open up some beds for people like that so we can hold some of these other people, try to work with the DA and the court, get them to hold them until their trial so they're not out victimizing the community too. So we are going to set aside a little bit of that and make that work.
You know, any movement on the new jail?
A little bit. We had kind of put that off for a while because we were obviously – not much sense talking about the new jail when we're struggling to
keep this one open.
So just recently, we had a jail meeting and talked with, the board chair, the CEO, and, DLR, who is the architect and designer of that, and had talked some things through and are progressing on that. It's, you know, it comes down to what we're going to have the funds for and, our budget for that. So it's still the Board of Supervisors have chosen to still put that next to the old jail. So the design of that is going to be different, not what I had preferred, which was the single level thing. We're going to do a three level jail next to it. And
okay.
More programming space, but different layout, different design than we've got the old one. We're going to do it the best of what we got.
And with this new one, there's going to be areas in there for counseling and
yes.
Trying to make it more of a
open dormitory type of style, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that going to be – so you're going to put like – I guess you could do is put your non-violent prisoners in there? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, the key to jails now because of California legislation, and not just California, but mostly California legislation, is classification of prisoners. And so they're coming up with all these different rules and classifications that we have to do and segregating these populations in different, based on different things, your mental health, your drug addiction, your gang affiliation, your whatever gender you claim and all these other the parameters we've never had to deal with so much. So when you're having to segregate all those, that means you have to have different pods in different areas to place these prisoners. And so the designs of the new jail are vastly different than they were in the past.
Wow.
And that by doing some of that, you can also work in the creative thing where you have the open concept, which I talked to you about some time ago,
yeah,
where
right.
you have less staff supervising more prisoners, and that's right. the idea. And not just that, but it's not your dark dungeon like we have now. It'll be, you know, less more light in, be more aesthetically pleasing, a better work environment.
And it'll be that you can move people without having to be down there just by opening doors electronically.
Right.
And all
so services all will be on each level, so we don't okay. have to move people up and down to those services. The services come to them instead.
What kind of services are we talking about, Sheriff?
Oh, geez, Carl. We have I think it's a total of 26 different programs going on in the jail right now. There's everything from medically assisted treatment, you know, which is usually your opiates where we're supplementing with medications. We have the JBCT, which is jail-based competency training. That's for mental health, and we're restoring people that are incompetent to stand trial back to competency through bringing in mental health professionals and getting counseling and medication. We have chaplain services. We have a host of programs and not
enough.
You
have education programs? Not,
yeah,
have you got education programs there?
Absolutely.
Getting people their GEDs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we just don't have the space to do all these programs, and that's part of the problem. So
the Governor Newsom just.
It's hard to say his name, isn't it? It's hard for me.
We have this thing where it's from the Game of Thrones where it's, you know, they say shame and they ring the bell.
Right.
But Governor Newsom has just said that he's going to start putting people away with mental problems against their will.
Where is he going to put them?
Well,
in our jails. That's our problem.
The question is, that you see people banging their heads, and you see them all the time, we see them, they bang their heads against the wall out here till they bleed. Then they walk down the street bloody and screaming. They need help. So he's saying is that there's going to be, it'll be like a 51-50, but they're going to put more against, they don't, you know, it used to be they had to say they were going to agree to it. Now he's saying is they don't have to agree to it. We're going to take them off the streets and help them. That was my question. Where are you going to put them? We've only got so many spots that the jail's going to end up being the holding point.
Yeah. You know, usually when I say Governor Newsom, I have some adjectives that go with it, but I won't do that on the radio here, Carl. I promise. That is the problem here.
Is that the way you understand that?
Yeah, they're pushing all of that on the jails, and the jails across the state are all having the same problem. We, you know, it's not us, law enforcement, that deems somebody incompetent to stand trial or mentally ill. It's the courts and everybody else. And so once they're deemed that, there's nowhere to put them but the jail. And so we get them, and we're the cops. We're not mental health professionals. We're not doctors. We're not drug addiction intervention specialists. We don't know all that stuff. So you're forcing a problem on a discipline who isn't trained to handle it. Or doesn't have the facility set up to handle it. So it's really a hurdle for us. And I tell people this when we talk about jails and more bed space and stuff. Side by side, we need mental health facilities across the state.
Absolutely.
There's only two state hospitals left, Atascadero and Napa. And
really?
The space is limited.
Whatever happened when we look at Susanville and they closed the prisons? What is going in Susanville in the area of the empty space?
I don't know. The last I talked to Sheriff Dean Groudon, who's over there, and that's his county, he said that there was a long list of people that wanted to take over that space. And just so you know, it's not all the entire prison didn't close in Susanville. It's sections of it that closed. So they're still operating
parts of it.
Parts of it there. But there is vacant
buildings. That's a huge hit on their tax base, too.
Oh, huge hit to that town, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're already, when you drive through there, Susanville's a cute little town, but there's already a couple of empty storefronts,
right.
I can imagine.
And there's going to be a lot more, yeah.
And, yeah, if you're going to sell a house in Susanville, you missed your chance.
Yeah, we were trying to capture some of those displaced prison guards and stuff, too. But, you know, they're state prison guards. They're making a lot of money.
About, like, if you would hope that when we talk about, I don't know if that'll ever happen in the state of California, but grants that happen. I mean, we don't mind paying taxes knowing that they're going for a facility like, say, such as a mental facility
mm-hmm.
where you can put people who have problems until they can go through the proper rehab, like a large facility. Like when, again, our generation, I mean, mm-hmm. do you ever see something like that happening again in our lifetime?
You know, what I do foresee, or at least is a possibility, and maybe I'm overly optimistic about it, is a regional facility. So something that instead of serves Shasta County would serve the North State. So let's just use our county. Let's say they put it here in Shasta County since we're kind of the hub up here. Then it would serve, you know, like Lassen County, Siskiyou County, Trinity County, all the surrounding counties, and they'd have that facility for that. That's what I would foresee, if it's not a state facility, that means it's going to have to be a multi-county project, and Man, getting
we already
there,
have a problem with those already.
Getting there with the red tape without is just difficult. So if,
you know, and people are saying you're building a state mental facility or a regional state facility, okay, here in Shasta County and one in Sacramento and all that, and make four or five of those as bad. You know, people, you're going to force people in there. Well, there's people out there that are barely alive because they have mental problems that they, you know, they've quit their meds, and if they got into a program, they could come back into society. But for some reason, we seem to think that it's okay for them to live and die on the streets like that when we could help them.
And you're right about that, Carl. A lot of them, that's why they have 5150 of the Welfare and Institution Code. The officers can put somebody in a 72-hour detention against their will. And a lot of times that is because, you know, has to meet certain criteria. That's be a danger to themselves, a danger to others, or gravely disabled. And a lot of the reason they meet one of those categories is because they have stopped taking their meds. And it's sometimes it's as simple as that because they're just not wired right, and when they get tired, they don't like feeling like a zombie or whatever, and they quit taking their meds, and then they're just out of it, and they can't even help themselves. So we're there to intervene.
Shasta Regional has a ward of 5150s,
right?
And they can keep them for the 3 days. They can keep them a little bit longer if they're still deemed danger to themselves, but then they can actually even go to a judge. But that's only like 21 or 22 beds. And
the poor hospitals are in the exact same position as the jail and law enforcement is with this. They're getting forced to hold these 5150s when they shouldn't be because they're not technically set up for that either. Yes, you can go there with a 5150 to make sure they're medically sound, but then they should be transferred to a mental facility, not housed at the hospital.
Right. Okay. We're with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're talking about, the jail's opening up Thanksgiving weekend.
Transition will start before that. By Thanksgiving, we'll be running.
Okay. And we're talking about the problems with the jail is going to become a bigger repository. It sounds like if Governor Newsom's plan to force people into treatment. Where are you going to put them if you've only got two hospitals in the state and limited space everywhere else? So it is frustrating. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at House of Realty. They are the dean of real estate companies here in town, been around 56 years. House of Realty, and for all your real estate needs, commercial, private, any of those, give them a call at 530-241-8300 or stop by 1707 Placer Street right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:50 in the morning here on the 18th of October, and our guest is Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff. He's made the announcement that the jail will be open officially for business on the second floor on Thanksgiving weekend, but they're going to be transitioning people in there earlier, I imagine. Good news on the recruiting and training of people coming through. He's had people volunteering to come in and help of his patrol officers. You didn't have to.
Yeah, let's talk
anybody.
About that real quick, Carl, because I really want to give a shout out to our deputies and everybody, not just our deputies, but everybody in the agency in the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. I have, you know, we came up with this plan to opened the jail, the floor of the jail, and that was going to require us to take some deputies off of the street from different various divisions across the agency. But not just deputies, also requires having some non-sworn personnel go in there to assist for some of the support staff stuff. And so that floor of the jail that's going to open is being staffed by those people, and we didn't have to order a single person in. Everybody that's going in for the tour to open that jail has volunteered to do so, and that we're pretty proud of that because that shows that people are dedicated to the agency. They're willing to step up. They know that we've been struggling. They know the community needs it, and they're volunteering to do it. So both sworn and non-sworn doing that. I have a records clerk going. I have, you know, a cadet going. I have different people across the board that are going in aside from the deputies. So thanks to all of them. Thanks to the organization. Pretty proud of that and proud to serve the community.
Good. Great news. So that's going to take care of another 160. And like you said, you're going to have some seats set aside for those nonviolent guys, but they get arrested 30 or 40 times.
Yeah, guys that wreak havoc, that, you know, your property crimes and vandalism and all those retail theft, all those type of things that just add up.
Well, let's talk about retail theft.
Okay.
You're seeing, you know, in San Francisco, I mean, whole malls are shutting down. Businesses are quitting.
The staggering numbers from Walmart as well as Rite Aid. It made me think about Rite Aid. Our local Rite Aid over here has changed so much. Or when you go into certain stores and you've got Tide under lock.
Yeah, and if you go in those, I don't know if you've been in those stores in the inner cities lately, that's everything.
Everything is locked up. Everything. Oh, no, we remember we went to San Francisco. We were someplace that we went in, Carl, that we walked into like a neighborhood pharmacy, and it was, I felt like I really was in a third world country.
In what way?
Well, I mean, first of all, I didn't feel safe at all. Everything was locked up. The lines were long. People were drugged out while in line. I mean, you just are waiting for something to happen. To get, like, I don't know where.
Was that San Francisco, did you say?
I think it was San Francisco, but I just remember it wasn't New York City.
It was in Albuquerque, and our son was with you. And it was like that, and he's armed because he's a marshal. But he, you know, but it's like that. But you'll go into places here that when you walk in, and other people will, you know, are walking in, you just watch the tellers or the people that check you out. They're just watching them. The store employees, they're watching them, and even when they're waiting on you, they're watching these other people. But it's, you know, Rite Aid just declared bankruptcy, you know, they've been sued for opioids and all that, but part of it is they're lost from theft. And, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you can...
What do you do?
Well, luckily we're not suffering it so bad up here in the North State like everybody else. Mm-hmm. What do you do? I don't know.
There are organized groups that are doing it, and even L.A. is starting now to say,
well, maybe you make it a crime again and let us hold people accountable and let us arrest those people instead of saying it's not a crime anymore. That would be a good first start.
Yeah.
I know the Reading Police Department here just did a pretty major retail theft operation where they pulled their detectives and former MPU units and stuff and did stings for that, but you can only do that so often. Mm-hmm. So, and really, you're bang for your buck, and what you can book people for or hold them accountable has gone out the window because of the change of the laws. So super frustrating for the cops on that one.
Yeah, well, you know, not only that, but it's one thing to have a chain store that goes out of business because of theft. As you see, you know, they were closing down, Nordstrom's closed down in San Francisco, which closed down the whole big shopping center there. But when you have mom and pop businesses that are being harassed, people are coming in and stealing things, and it's, you know, it's just a matter of time that they just had enough. They either quit or, you know, or they start fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that.
And that's what you're going to have happen is more and more. Because like you said, it's not the major corporations and those chains, because they'll just shut down and not operate, right? But your mom and pops who are trying to survive and run a business and put food on the table, those are the ones that are really feeling the pinch of that.
Are we seeing any trends that you're seeing in the county as far as
trends
in the crime type thing?
Fentanyl,
of course.
Fentanyl continues to just get worse. It's really, really bad, worse than I ever thought. I was on a ride along a couple weeks ago with my deputies up in Burney, and I talked to a couple of strung out drug addicts that we came across, and we're quizzing them because I used to do that when I was a narcotics officer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Develop intel and informants and learning about their addiction and stuff. And each one of them, it's always goes back to fentanyl now. Every one of them goes back to fentanyl.
Do they have a different pattern? You know, like sometimes when you think about a habit or a dealer and it's a pattern. With the fentanyl on the scene, is the pattern the same? Are they getting it from the same dealers?
No, they're getting it. No, not at all. I asked that question about them, like where they were getting it, and it's a variety. There's not just a dealer. There's multiple dealers, and they're most of them that these street type addicts are using are kind of like your third chain in the dealer realm. You know, you have the main guy that brings in the bulk, and then he sells it to another dealer who has.
Then they cut it.
They cut it down and give it to the street dealer. So it's a chain of them, and it's hard to trace back, but we can. But again, that's another one of those things where you have a narcotics task force. They're trying to cut off the bigger head over here, We're chasing the smaller ones on the street, but now we're getting so many people addicted to it and so many of those people out there that they're not holding accountable. They don't let us arrest the under the influence guy on the street anymore like we used to. We call it 11550. You're on the street under the influence of heroin, let's say, or
laying on the side of the street.
Yeah,
looks
so
like
we
you're
could
dead,
go.
Somebody
we could put
calls.
You through a test, and if we can, you know, you're a trained expert, I could arrest you for being under the influence, and you would go in jail, and you'd get mandatory jail time, mandatory, for being under the influence. Well, that law's out the window too. Now we don't even do that one, so it makes it difficult for us. Again, Linda, we were talking earlier about finding a creative way, and that's what we have to do.
You know, it's. And fentanyl is so insidious, and it's added to everything. Mm-hmm. And we just saw the first guy go to jail for 7 years from right here that gave a fentanyl-laced pill to a 13-year-old. Went right. to jail, I think, for 7 years. I saw another one that was being charged with murder.
Yep, that's the current one, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Sheriff, thanks a lot for being with us, giving us an update on what's happening with the jail. Good news, the second floor is opening. Your men and women of your department standing in there making sure that gets open. So
very proud of them.
Thank you. And congratulations on the birth of your eight
Labrador puppies.
Labrador puppies.
Yeah.